This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. Hour 3, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. We're about to talk Mavs with one of our favorite basketball talkers. Our spring training coverage brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed, as Bobby Carella, All-City Dallas, joining us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck you doing?
I'm filled with dread, anxiety, maybe even a little bit of fear. How about y'all?
Yeah, I was going to tell you, this is usually about the point that I wake up in the nightmare right before it hits its apex of horror.
We'll see. That dude is about to be on the floor in 4 or 5 hours. That means we still have 4 or 5 hours to wake up.
That's right, Bobby, and I'll keep my fingers crossed between now and then. Now, a lot's been made about how fired up Luka Doncic is. What do you expect Luka Magic to do tonight?
Man, I mean, we've seen him in the first quarter of Game 5 against the Wolves last year. He went in and ended their season in about 10 minutes, and he did the same thing in Game 7 against the Suns a few years ago. I mean, I expect him to come out and try and do the same thing tonight. I think he's going to try and go for the heart. You know, I don't think, you know, Luka has any sort of hatred in his heart for Kyrie or any of the players. And normally it's a trash-talking player that kind of, you know, sends Luka into this frenzy. But sometimes it's been fans. And in this case, I think it's going to be maybe the coach or maybe the front office or maybe the owner. I mean, whichever guy is closest to wherever Luka is on the floor is going to get a lot of glares. Going to be the subject of a lot of anger, a lot of aggression, a lot of taunts, a lot of trash talk. And, I mean, I think Luke is going to try and, you know, maybe he'll try and score 77 tonight just to let the Mavs know what they're missing out on.
Yeah, I think a lot of the chatter might also come when he returns back to the AAC. I mean, my gosh, that's going to be a hell of a night, Bobby. But here's a question that I never thought I'd have to ask you. How do you think the Mavericks attempt to guard Luka Doncic tonight?
Dude, I've been thinking about that for the last couple days. And, you know, generally the way the Mavs play against really good players, especially guys who can't pass. Obviously, Luka is an incredible passer, so we'll see if they follow those rules tonight. But generally, if a superstar gets going, the Mavs will double-team him. But Dallas and Jason Kidd know better than anybody in the world that doubling Luka, like, you're not going to keep him from scoring. And he's also going to get 15 extra assists than if you just guard him one-on-one. And so, you know, maybe they'll mix it up. I think P.J. Washington is going to guard him. I think Najee Marshall will guard him. You know, Max Christie might be too small, but then you got guys like Omax that, you know, are the right size but might be a little too clumsy. Kyrie is really clever, but he's obviously way too small. There's just not really a lot of good options on this team to guard Luka one-on-one. So, I mean, if he gets hot early, you might have to start doubling him. But then all of a sudden you're going to be, you know, he's just going to kick it out to LeBron. And LeBron's going to be, you know, have the ball in his hands playing 4-on-3. So I don't know. I really don't know. I think the Mavs just have to hope that Luka shoots like 4 for 17 tonight and they don't have to make a tough choice. But I really doubt that's going to happen.
Hey, Bob, I mean, when you get Luka on defense, they are going to try and do what LaMelo Ball and the Hornets did the other night.
Yeah, go at him. Go at him. You know, Kyrie is going to do everything he can to get Luka one-on-one. Obviously, he's really quick. You know, PJ, I think, could maybe try and hit him with some moves. I mean, Luka is really good with his hands, though. So if you're trying to get too nice with it, he can poke it away. And the Mavs don't necessarily have a lot of guys outside of Kyrie and maybe on his good day, Spencer Dinwiddie, that can string together a couple dribble moves the way that LaMelo was. But, you know, the Lakers showed over the weekend when they destroyed the Nuggets, they were swarming Nikola Jokic. And part of that was to try and force the ball out of his hands and, you know, keep it to lesser shooters on the team. But also part of that is the Lakers signal to the NBA world, like, hey, we will take your star out of the game and force other guys to beat us. So I think one way that they could protect Luka tonight is by, you know, if Kyrie's pointing at his man to come set a screen, I think they might just double. Luka might just blitz Kyrie, force that out of his hands, and then force somebody else in the Mavs to beat them. Other teams have done that pretty successfully against Dallas over the last, you know, 6 or 7 games since the trade. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers try it. But, I mean, certainly the Mavs are going to try and make Luka work on defense because, you know, I mean, every other team does it, and they know better than anybody what his limitations are.
Bobby, you live with this team, and so I just was going to ask you, when you see players that are coming back and you know, and working with the coaches, you know, after shoot-around stuff, is that usually an indication? I know in the NFL, when I see players like on the cords and things like that, I could kind of have an idea of maybe when they're going to come back. Do you get any read by what we've seen with some of the injured guys shooting after practice today?
It's certainly not a bad thing that Anthony Davis is able to get out on the floor. I mean, if his health situation, and this is just purely speculation on my part, but if his health situation was trending towards surgery being the only way to make this thing better, I don't think anyone in the world in their right mind would let him anywhere near a floor, you know, even if he's just taking standstill jumpers. But the fact that he's able to get out there and move around at least a little bit is a little cause for hope. But, I mean, he's definitely not sprinting, you know. We're still a week or so away from them being reevaluated, him alongside Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford. You know, Lively has been captured on camera, you know, not having to be in his boot. I mean, that's a pretty good sign. Gafford, you know, he's still a ways from coming back, but, I mean, they just need anybody. You know, Dwight Powell is certainly the closest to coming back of all the big men. Granted, he's the least effective of the four, but he's still someone that's taller than 6'7" that can go out there and play, you know, and knows how to play basketball. And he's almost doing full workouts and, you know, not quite going through full contact practice, but the expectation is that he'll be back at, you know, some point pretty soon. I would hope within the next week or so, you know, by the time Moses Brown's 10-day contract expires. So a little bit of the cavalry is on the way, but of course all eyes are on that March 6th date for the reevaluation of those three. You know, if Anthony Davis needs surgery, it's super over. You know, it's like fully, completely over. But if he's on the floor right now, I mean, maybe hope remains that we can see him sometime in March. And, you know, they're obviously going to need him as soon as possible.
All the talk has been about how Luke is fired up, but I feel like the Mavs players have come together a lot since the trade. I mean, they were already a good morale group, and Kyrie's a great leader. But how fired up are they with all the attention on this matchup tonight in the association?
I mean, they're probably pretty fired up, but it is this weird situation where, you know, now outside of Dwight Powell, the longest tenured Maverick is Jaden Hardy, who joined the team in 22-23. So there's not a lot of guys on this team that have spent a lot of time with Luka. You know, a lot of the players that are active right now are on the team for the first season, you know, so they barely even know the guy. So I'm not sure how much of like this emotional connection they have to him, or even kind of an understanding of what he meant to the fans and to the franchise and everything like that. But, you know, they're certainly aware of the noise. You know, they're certainly aware of, you know, how fans are obviously rightfully skeptical of the trade, and, you know, a lot of people believing that the season is kind of over and all of their big men are hurt, and there's no reason to think that this team can make a playoff push. And yet here they are, you know, before the last game against the Warriors. they'd won 5 out of 6. I mean, they were playing really, really well. I think my only concern is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hoping that that Warriors blowout was not maybe a little bit of the shaking of the confidence. You know, this team needs to believe that with some scrappy fighting and scratching and clawing and all that stuff, that they are capable of winning games. And every time, you know, you get run out of a gym by a team that is better than you, you know, it's another little pin in the cushion, you know, and they need that belief, because they just, right now, they're not physically capable of overwhelming teams. They can only do it by outworking and outsmarting the other team. And, you know, I mean, if they get outskilled and outworked the way they did the other night a lot, then it could get pretty ugly for them.
Bobby Corella, All-City Dallas, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Do you expect to see Nico Harrison make an appearance tonight?
I think that he will be in the gym. I think it would be, honestly, I think it would be pretty lame if he wasn't. Now, will he be visible? I don't know. If he's visible, you can bet your life that Luka will find him, you know. And if we see Luka looking into the stands, you know he's going to be looking right at Nico all night. So I hope that Nico is there. I think it would be, you know, kind of weak if he wasn't. But, you know, maybe he should stay in a suite or maybe in the locker room or something, because, you know, any extra motivation for Luka we know is a very, very dangerous thing to do.
I like the idea of Nico Harrison sitting in the stands, and at some point they put him up on the Jumbotron and Lakers fans just go bananas and give him a standing ovation, round of applause. Thank you, Nico.
Sure.
Ooh, yeah, that is good. I mean, they do like a celebrity who's in the gym kind of thing, you know, during timeouts. They'll show all the celebs. I'm sure there's going to be a lot tonight. They could mix in a shot of him. I think he'd probably get a louder ovation than like Jack Nicholson or any of those other people that show up.
Bobby, I wanted to pick your brain on the video that went viral over the weekend with Durow in the Mavs kind of blurring out Luka's face from the videos. I know you did work with the Mavs and creating content and the website before All City. And when we've had Nick Harris on, who worked at DallasCowboys.com, like, I guess this is something that all teams do. Just as fans, maybe we just never noticed it until it was somebody as big as Luka, and it just seemed like he was adding insult to injury.
Yeah, so a little more info on that. it wasn't actually Luka that they blurred out. All of the people that became silhouettes with logos on their faces were Maxi Kleba and Quentin Grimes, which is pretty funny because obviously, you know, I don't think many people are fired up about Maxi or Quentin Grimes, but the fact that they were turned into silhouettes kind of creates a little bit of doubt, you know, and doesn't do a lot to, you know, ease people's anger and emotions and everything. But that video wasn't even made by the Mavs. Now, why it was posted by the Mavs is anybody's guess, you know, but poor Durow had to put out a statement about it later that day to saying like, hey, my team made it and we were trying to eliminate the distraction of having former players, but you know, it was a bit of a heavy-handed way to do it. But yeah, I mean, generally whenever players are traded or change teams, you know, if they leave in free agency or whatever, the teams do have to go back and, you know, update their website, update their Twitter headers and all that stuff to include only players that are currently on the team. Otherwise, you could be fined for tampering. We would get a long list, you know, via email of all the things we can and cannot do around the trade deadline and around the NBA draft and free agency and stuff. And, you know, we had to be pretty mindful of that. But, you know, the timing of that video and the kind of the over-the-top way that it was done certainly, you know, fueled the fire that's still raging in the fan base. What I can say is that the clips that were used, because it was a Durow video, he had to get approval from the NBA for all of those clips. And it can take a really long time to get approval from the NBA. And so, you know, instead of just waiting the several weeks or months that they would need to get new clips, they just went ahead and did what they did. Obviously, you know, fans feel a certain way about it, and that is their right. But, you know, just another unfortunate blunder in a long series of ones for the Mavs lately.
Bobby Corral, All City Dallas, before we let you go, where was the Luka and Jason Kidd relationship before the trade?
I think it was good. You know, I think it was fine. J-Kid pretty much keeps things pretty close to the chest. Now, you know, he has over the years, you know, not shied away from criticizing Luka's defense, you know, and kind of the team's approach to the game. And obviously he's not going to single out Luka every single night. So sometimes, you know, they could be perceived as veiled shots toward Luka or something. But I mean, Luka, when asked, always said nice things about J-Kid, and J-Kid, when asked, always, you know, for the most part, said nice things about Luka outside of sometimes talking about his commitment to defense. So, you know, I think there was a mutual respect between the two. You know, were they best friends? I don't know. You know, I don't think that Luka's necessarily trying to be friends with his coach, but that's not a shot at him or anything. I mean, he's a player and J-Kid is a coach, and there's a 20 or 30 year age gap between the two. I don't think they have a lot in common. So, you know, J-Kid is a guy that wants things done his way. Luka certainly likes to do things his way. And whenever you get two alphas like that in the room that are pretty cerebral types, there could be a little friction, but I don't think that they disliked each other or anything like that. I mean, I think they were pretty tight knit and, you know, kind of on the same page as far as a superstar and his coach is concerned.
Trying to make sense of this on a night where the Mavs visit the Lakers, could this be simplified to maybe Nico and Dumont just kind of overestimated how important their principles were and thought they were worth, you know, holding up even if it meant getting rid of a generational talent? Or have you gained any perspective that allows it to make a little bit more sense as of yet?
The way I view it, man, is, you know, Nico is a guy that's not really from around here. Patrick Dumont is a guy that's not really from around here. And when they suddenly wake up with all the power in the world and lofty ambitions and, you know, maybe a little pressure to win right away, you know, you can kind of forego and forsake the emotional connection that fans feel toward their favorite player and just think, well, I mean, this guy that I like, I think is better than him, so I can sell the fans on that. But, you know, like it or not, there is a very strong emotional connection between fans and their favorite player. You know, fans in the NBA now routinely will switch allegiances when their favorite player changes teams, and players change teams a lot. You know, there aren't necessarily 10 million Mavs fans in the world. There's a few million Mavs fans, and there's a lot of Luka fans. And I think, you know, if you look at things too rationally, if you think about, you know, things in a basketball sense too much without respecting fan sentiment, the emotional, the romantic connection to the game, then I think it can lead to situations like this. And unfortunately, it's becoming a lot more common in the league. And, you know, fans just continue to lose. It is really sad. But I think that's the only explanation for it. This trade was not really about basketball. it was about what Nico Harrison thinks is right and what Nico Harrison thinks is best. And if he's proven right, cool, I guess. If it turns out that he's wrong, then, again, Mavs fans are the only ones that lose. You know, he's going to have a fine rest of his life, and we're going to watch some pretty bad basketball for a little while. So hopefully he's right, I guess. But, you know, in the meantime, people are still going to feel really strongly about this for a really long time.
Well, best of luck to you, Bob, as you continue this journey to tip off and trying to process this. I can't imagine all the emotions that will be going on there during the game. But best of luck to you and all the Mavs fans out there making the most of it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Cheers. There he goes. Bobby Corella, an absolute treasure trove of basketball insights and perspective here. All City Dallas is where you can find his content, and of course, on Twitter. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420, buddy. Where are you taking us today?
All right, let's continue the NBA flavor as we go through the top 10 other NBA greats playing against their former teams for the first time, and it is a day I will never forget. That's next in the Nation.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.